Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So welcome back to the Rick Shields podcast, everybody. This is a very different show. I'm your host, Rick Shields, and I'm here with co-host Guy, producer Guy, who is not in front of me. For the first time in Rick Shields podcast history, we are not in the same room together, yet we're doing a podcast.
Feels weird. It's good to be back. I don't know. Well, we said when we started the podcast, didn't we, that we can do it for as long as we could. And we got to episode 13 or 14, and we were quite surprised at the longevity of it. And now we've gone 21 episodes, little week off. Now today's a little short mini one. We've let our standards slip, haven't we, really?
A little bit, but at the moment it's obviously testing times in the world. So we are at home, we're in lockdown at the moment here in the UK. The government put it in place, is it 2 weeks ago now?
2 weeks ago tomorrow, I think it is, when we record this.
So 2 weeks ago, we've not seen each other for 2 weeks now, which is a real shame. Mm. We spent a lot of time before lockdown because we were banking up a load of content that we filmed, which you'll see on the YouTube channel that's already been starting to come out and will be coming out a bit more. But yeah, it's kind of a weird time in the world right now. But we thought, you know what, let's speak to our fantastic podcast audience, tell them what's about to come up soon, tell them that we've not forgotten about them, because we've not. It's taken a little bit of time just to get the setup correct so you can still hear us loud and clear, and hopefully this is coming out across brilliantly. And hopefully everyone's doing okay at home. Hopefully you're staying at home, staying safe. Thanks to all the fantastic key workers who are out there, you know, keeping the world ticking at the moment. But we're going to talk about what golf content's coming up on the channel and just day-to-day life. How are you, Guy, first off? How are you coping?
All right. I need to thank you for building the golf simulator, because I was very worried about what content we were going to produce over the coming weeks and potentially months. And then you spent a few nights building a pretty good looking golf simulator. And
a few nights, a few long, hard frigging days it was, I'll be honest.
It looks good. And we are now trying to think of what good content can we make while you're in that little studio. And we've got some good ideas, so I'm quite excited for that. But I'm just jealous, yeah, really, that you can go and hit balls in the all afternoon, windows open, letting the nice air in, just whacking balls, tunes on. I'm jealous.
You know that's not reality. If I lived in a house with no kids and, you know, I was a bachelor, yes, that's all I'd be doing. I'd be in here whacking balls with my beer fridge, the door open, music blaring, probably some old school beats from back in the 90s. Thinking that life is not all that bad at the moment, but that's not reality. I come out here for escapism because being in the house with three kids at the moment is bloody hard. If anybody with kids who are in lockdown at the moment, I'm sure will relate. They're bored out their heads. We're trying to keep them entertained as much as they can. Trying to get them to do any work or homework that's been set by school is impossible because they can't be asked. Me and Claire went through our 7th year anniversary last week as well. And that's also testing times at the moment, being in the house with my wife every day, all day. I'm sure many people listening can relate to. But we're getting through it. We're coping. I think the important thing is, like I say, we're staying safe and staying healthy. I've been out on some runs as well, Guy. I've joined the running club.
Well, as you join, I unfortunately have left, which is a bit annoying.
Am I taking your membership?
Yeah, I was obviously said that I was going to keep talking about running on the podcast. I was going to keep going, and I was going through probably 3 or 4 runs a week, only little 5Ks. And then weirdly, now that we've got essentially more time to go out running, we can exercise once a day. I've got loads of little nice tracks near me I can go running at. I just completely sacked it off, and I've started having Easter eggs most nights. So on our essential shopping trips, which obviously we're trying to make only a couple of a week, I stockpiling up on 3 or 4 Easter eggs. Every night. Not having 3 or 4 a night, having 1 a night. My favourite one at the minute is cream egg, because you get a little mini cream egg first. So I have that as my starter.
Ooh.
And then I have the actual egg as my main. The night before last, I actually put my my actual main Easter egg in the fridge and had it cold. It was really good.
Well, what's mad is, first off, my wife's knocking at the door. Not quite sure what she wants. She might be making an appearance on the podcast. 1 second.
Yeah.
So last night then, I had a white chocolate Easter egg.
I'm not sure what they're doing. Well, it's weird. As much as I've joined Running Club, the only reason I've joined Running Club is weirdly so I can join you at Easter Egg Club too.
Yeah.
Because about a week ago, I did the same. I bought the girls some Easter eggs. And guess what? Cream egg Easter eggs.
Yeah.
And we got some Easter eggs, and after 2 days in, my daughter's just arrived in the golf simulator. Oh, that's a lovely picture, Pearl. What is it?
Come here.
Pearl Shields, everybody on the podcast. Just give us a second. What's the picture of?
Daddy.
Is it Daddy? What's he doing on the picture?
Doing an grass ball.
Going on a golf ball. Is Daddy any good at golf?
Yeah.
Is Daddy an expert?
Yeah.
Okay. So you see, are you going to play golf when you get older?
Yeah.
Okay. See ya. What are you doing in the house?
Doing beds.
Doing beds. Okay. I'm going to have to go say bye. Say hello to Guy.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Pearl Shields, everybody. Debut on the podcast there. 3-year-old, just owning the show. She's brought me a lovely little picture. I'll show Guy because we're zooming this as well. Apparently that's me playing golf, Guy.
Yeah, looks about right. In the trees.
In a mess. So yeah, we bought the girls some cream egg Easter eggs.
Do you go cream egg starter or do you just eat it whenever?
No, that's what I was saying. Like when you said cream egg starter, that was controversial. For me, the cream egg's the best bit and I keep it for dessert.
Yeah.
Basically, it's like a dessert of a dessert. So I'll have the egg first. By the way, these are the kids' eggs that we pinched out of the fridge because we were desperate. So we had Easter eggs. We had the egg first, me and my wife, and then we continued on to the cream egg. I don't think... Did they get cream eggs in the US?
I don't know. I don't know if they have much Cadbury stuff in the US.
Egg is like a... It's the size of an egg, but inside of it is like a gooey...
I don't know. It's basically sugar in it, really, let's be honest. Just pure sugar. It's no, like a liquidy
creamed
form.
Sugar, yeah. And so we ate them, and then they after, I replenished them with our big shop. Day after I ate them again, and then the third time I've bought them Easter eggs again, and they're in the fridge. We're not going to touch them this time. But yeah, talking about the home simulator, I've set the home simulator up. I did the first video on here last night. It was weird not having you guys around, not having my little team around me, filming a video on my own where I've got to think about the cameras, the angles, the lighting, recording everything, the sound. It's bloody hard. I appreciate you guys and the team.
Cheers.
I forget how hard it is. So I did a bit of an odd job of it. I was nervous, weirdly, because it was like everything was... It was the first time I'd actually filmed a proper video in the garage. That should be coming out very soon, but as the guy mentioned, I've got loads filmed. I want to talk a little bit more about the home simulator, just a couple of things. People have been asking me a lot about the dimensions and whether they can do it at home. So dimensions of my garage, just to give you some ideas, don't know how interesting this is.
If people have tuned into the weekly episode of Rick Fields Golf Podcast, I've had a week missing, they're looking forward to it. So far, it's been cream eggs and your dimensions of your garage.
Yeah, 518 centimetres, so 5.18 metres. Width-wise, depth-wise, 4.77 centimetres or 4.77 metres. And then height-wise, this is the big one, 2.55 metres, which is the critical height. And then obviously I set it up, got the simulator from Golf Bays, got, I already have my GC Quad, got the computer, got the map from Prairie. If you've not seen the video, you should check it out, but loads of videos are coming your way soon. It was hard, but we got there in the end.
We've got a weekly What's in the Bag coming out every week. We're going to do What's in the Bag, What's in the Bag, What's
I
in
might
the
just Bag. Change my, I might just change my clubs every week.
No, we actually have got some good ideas.
We have got some great ideas. It's now just a case of filming it. So I think for me, filming at night is better. I can light it better. The kids are in bed and I can get going. So now I've got the first one in the can. I'm more confident moving into the next few, and I'm going to bank maybe five or six this week. And then we'll get them out on the YouTube channel. And we've not forgot about the Facebook and the Facebook group. Spending time in there trying to reply back to people is always tough, but thanks so much for the support in there. And I'm loving seeing everybody's home nets, what they've been setting up, and mattresses and all sorts. It's crazy. I you don't strike me as the person to have a home net guy.
No, I'm not. I must admit, so far, well, I've not been playing much golf anyway, to be fair. So I've not actually missed playing golf, which a lot of people listening to this will be like, think that's ridiculous because they are naturally missing playing golf. But I think when I'm going to start missing it is like, was it yesterday about, went out for a walk, didn't run, couldn't be bothered, but went out for a walk and got back about like 6:30 or something, 7 o'clock. And it was like that kind of late night, summery, sun's going down. And that for me is like one of the best times to get on the golf course. Like I remember, I think it was last year or even the year before actually, where I'd go to the golf club at like 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon in the summer, play like 9 or maybe even squeeze 18 in, and it was just on your own, dead peaceful. I think that's what I'll miss. I'm not so bad at hitting balls. I don't miss that at all, really, but I think I will start to miss those late nights on the course.
Yeah,
and also I've got the new clubs I've not tried yet.
Oh yeah, I'm just missing play, like filming, being on golf course and filming. Yeah. Like I don't play that much golf anyway typically, but just getting out there and actually hitting golf shots, and with the weather being so nice here in the UK at the moment, it's so frustrating. And also to really rub salt in the wound, we would have a massive podcast this week because it's Masters week. And that makes me sad. It makes me sad that Masters isn't here.
Well, has it been rescheduled for November now, or is that the rumor?
I don't know if anything's been set in date, but they're talking about rescheduling it towards the end of the year. I think the only only major that's still in place at the moment is the Open in July. I can't see that going ahead at that time.
Well, the thing is with that, this might be a little, hopefully it'll be in a much better situation by then. But I was saying this to someone the other day, that, do you remember when we went to the Open, well, not to the Open, but to the Open Invitational last year, and you played around, I can't think of the course, what's it called?
Portrush.
I want to say Port Stewart, but I knew it wasn't Port Stewart. And they were building up the Tented Village like weeks and weeks and weeks, weren't they, before the actual event. Sorry. So it's like they'd literally be having to start building stuff now, really, wouldn't they, to get, you know, the start of the Open looking and feeling like the Open. And that can't be going ahead.
No.
So
I think the only way they could do it, I mean, think about all the grandstands and everything. They've got to go up, like, say, months in advance, whether they just strip it right back and it is literally just crowds behind the rope. But are we really going to imagine crowds in July?
I can't imagine. And then it's mad when you watch TV now and you see people like shaking hands or, like you say, in a crowd or a football match. It feels like already it feels so alien-like. It's mad.
It's so crazy. And then also we're going to explore with getting some guests on the podcast. We're exploring options at the moment to get the quality as good as possible. And we've done quite a bit of testing this week with the team. So hopefully after this podcast, next week, we should start seeing some guests. Some really interesting guests. We're going to talk about things that not going to include, let's say, golf currently. But hopefully by next week, we'll have some guests coming on to the Rick Shields podcast.
Do you want to know something a bit cringy? It could be a new segment, guys, cringy time. That's not the best one.
Go on. Go on, you can have that.
So, you know, we've spoke a few times about stacked golf, haven't we? We've kind of given them some shout-outs. Yeah. And I've actually been and watched a few of their videos recently, and there's quite a few comments saying, oh, Rick Shields shouted you out on the podcast or whatever, which is cool. And I'd like dipped in and out, but obviously at the minute, spend a lot of time at home, weekends, there's not a great deal to do. So I was looking through YouTube and on my iPad and came across Stacked Golf. So I thought, right, you know what? I'm actually going to sit down and not just dip in. I'm going to watch a handful of these videos. And I've become a fan, a real fan. And you know what I'm like when I get on stuff. It was John Robbins recently. Now it's Stacked Golf. Everything is Stacked Golf. And
is he not called John as well?
He's called John and Ashley, because I think that's another thing. We've sometimes not shouted the names out. So it's John and Ashley. I think the husband and wife actually, which didn't realize.
I think they had a bit of a dig in one of the videos.
He called you Richard Shields or something, messing about, and it's all in jest.
Called me Richard Shields and all talked about. Yeah, no. I think they're in love with that square strike.
Yeah, they love the square
I didn't particularly give it.
So don't know what happened there. If you're listening, there's a bit of a cut out. That's because Rick decided to open and close his AirPods box, which then ruined
big
the recording.
Mistake. I need to not do that.
So anyway, what about Stacked Golf? So I've been watching lots of videos. It's John and Ashley, husband and wife. They literally go out to like thrift stores and car boot sales. They buy clubs. But what I love about it, and this is what I hadn't really seen because I've not really watched them properly, is they'll buy like a random 7-iron or a 7-wood or a driver and talk about it. And obviously John's really enthusiastic and seems to know a lot about clubs and old clubs and stuff. And then they'll go on the course that hit like 3 shots and they'll just say like, yeah, the R7 quad felt great. Hit, done. And it's back to getting new. Like, there's no, like, do you know what I mean? It's dead. Just quick.
It's not overcomplicated, is it?
So this is where the kind of story comes from. Then I decided, I don't really know why, to message them on Instagram, which I never really do. I don't really use Instagram at all. But I messaged them. And I said, I'll keep up the good work. Really enjoying it and stuff. Rick shouted out on the podcast a few times. Da-da-da, and they've just not replied. But I think, to be fair, I don't think they've seen it. It doesn't say seen underneath.
Ouch.
So if anyone does know John and Ashley, or
if they can send a letter,
if they could just message them and say that, just to at least acknowledge a message, it'd make me feel a lot better. Because at the minute, I feel a bit wounded.
Just think about all the people that message us that I don't get a chance to get back to. That's how that feels at the moment.
I know. No, but it's a really good channel. I definitely recommend checking them out if you've not already.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. Maybe that should be a new section of the podcast. Other channels we should shout out. Right, guys, it's going to be a short one today. Everyone stay safe. Everyone stay at home. Do what you can. We can get over this as quick as we can if we do the right things. Guy, stay safe, buddy. We'll be in contact this week. And obviously, we're going to try and get some guests on the podcast next week. Hopefully, this all works out on the audio. Hopefully, it sounds good. And we shall see you all soon. Make sure you rate the podcast. I know this wasn't our best episode. Don't rate us down for that. But hopefully we'll see you soon.
To test the software works.
That is all it was. And just to keep you entertained for literally 25 minutes. Is that how long we were going for then?
No, it was about 2018.
All right. Cool. Guy, speak to you soon. Everybody listening, we'll speak to you next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.